You were talking earlier with Lucy Roffey from Central Goldfieldshire, and she mentioned about community grants that have been given out, and they've been given out in a number of areas, including around the city of Greater Bendigo as well. And one of them went to the Veterans Motorcycle Club, got $5,000 to assist with their veterans retreat. And I thought, oh, that sounds interesting. Veterans Motorcycle Club. Jay Lindley joins us from the club. Jay, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Tell us about the Veterans Motorcycle Club.
The Veterans Motorcycle Club is a group of veterans that have a common interest in, obviously, riding motorcycles. But it's much deeper than that. It's a self-help club in terms of a lot of mental health and supporting each other through the Department of Veterans Affairs process once the veterans discharged from the Australian Defence Force.
So we've seen a lot lately and read and heard a lot about mental health with veterans. There would have been a lot of people that probably wouldn't have thought it was as bad as it is, but from what you're saying, there's still plenty of people needing a lot of support.
Oh, there's a lot. In my view, it's only just started. The amount of deployments we've had in the last 20 years is enormous. I think just even after you do service within the ADF and to transit back into civilian life is enough for some mental health issues. But on top of that, you've got the active service guys as well. So
yeah. And so the club, how does it work in terms of how often do you meet and what do you do and this sort of stuff?
Okay, so the club's open to any veteran. You can have as a guest, you can come along. It's open up to the families as well. We meet up once a week on Fridays. If you do want to come along, you can just reach out on Facebook to the Veterans Motorcycle Club Central Victoria chapter and send me a message. But it's there to just offer support and get along with the guys and have a chat with people with similar histories.
Yeah. Now tell us about the retreat, because that fascinated me. What happens with the retreat?
Okay, so the retreat is it's just we're developing or building a space which is safe for all the veterans to go. They can go out through the week at any time. They can meet up with one of the other guys if they need to have a talk. But yes, we're providing a facility just to assist this to happen. Basically, we're trying to not getting away from the medical scheme, but offer a secondary support role.
Yeah, because sometimes I guess just having that, you know, safe place to go is really, really important, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. And the grant that we've received is really going to help us do this. And Lisa and her team that helped me through the process the start of the year was amazing. This is the first time I've ever put in for a grant for of any type. So, you know, I was new. So,
yeah. Yeah, no, Lisa Chester's, of course, our federal MP. And, you know, we hear about a lot of the big things that politicians do. But, I mean, this is what it's really about, too, is sort of grassroots things to, you know, help constituents in the area. And, obviously, it's of great benefit for you guys.
Exactly, exactly. Grassroots is exactly what we are.
Yeah.
It's nothing big or fancy. It's just grassroots and what is needed.
Well, mate, congratulations, A, on getting the grant, but more importantly, on the work that you're doing, Jay, and to you and all of your members. Certainly, we thank you all for your service to our country, and good luck with the retreat, and we wish you well to you and your colleagues in the future. Thanks for talking to us.
Not a problem, Robert. Thanks very much.
All the best. Merry Christmas to you. That's Jay Lindley from the Veterans Motorcycle Club.